We've covered, you know, Hannah brought up last week. She came up to me after the end. And, you know, Joseph is mentioned in this chapter. I said, Ephraim's taken out. And I looked at that thing about Joseph, and it says Manasseh and Joseph. And I went back in Genesis, and Jacob, when he blessed Manasseh and Ephraim in Genesis, and Isaac was going blind, and Joseph's sitting there, and he brings his two boys, he said, between his knees, he brings the two boys to his dad, Jacob, he brings them to Jacob, and he brings them two boys, and his father crosses his hands and prays for the older one was Manasseh, right? I'm thinking, wait a minute. Yeah, I think the older one, Manasseh, and the younger one was Ephraim, but he made Ephraim first and Manasseh second. And Jacob had that because him and Esau, you know. But he crossed over his hands, and Joseph went to take him and said, no, Dad, no, that you got the wrong ones. He goes, no, I know what I'm doing. And he said, these boys are mine. And that's why they're added into the tribes. They were added in. Now, Hannah brought up a point last week. She said to me, she said, well, Joseph is in there, so that means look at verse 8 of chapter 7. And the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Now look up at verse 6. And where is Manasseh? Manasseh is sealed 12,000. So she said, well, Joseph is, you know, God just put Joseph in there for Ephraim, but Ephraim's not in there. Now Ephraim's going to be back in the millennium, but God took him out. And here's, like I said, and my whole point last week was, the Mormons claim they're from the tribe of Ephraim. And we're going to look in Hosea. All the way through the book of Hosea, God is fed up. He said, Ephraim has turned himself to idols. Leave him alone. Now, Dan's not in here either. Dan. And there's a prophecy that Jacob gives about Dan. Dan's a type of the Antichrist. And that's probably where the Antichrist, the tribe of the Antichrist, will come from. I mean, he'll come out of that tribe of Dan. Jesus Christ came from the tribe of Judah. And now Jesus Christ is our high priest, and there was no, the priestly line was through Levi. But then the Lord adds Levi in, he adds Levi in here. Where is it at? Right here in verse 7. And Levi wasn't in the original 12. Levi wasn't there. Because the Levi was number 13, really. He was by himself. And see, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, were to take care of Levi financially. And they had, and the tribe of Levi, they had cities appointed to them. And they were the cities of refuge. And the tribe of Levi were the priestly line. They were where the priestly line came from. And the Levites could only be the ones that work in the temple. So, but Levi is added in here in chapter 7 in the tribulation period. So people ask me, are the Jews, are they all saved? You know, because they're the elect. Just because they're the elect, that doesn't mean they're saved. And I'm talking about they were God's chosen people, but they turned their back on him. That doesn't mean because they were the very elect, that don't mean they're going to go to heaven in the church age. Right. But in the tribulation, God seals 12,000 of each tribe. He seals them. And these guys, the 144,000 from these tribes go out preaching. And you say, what are they preaching? They're not preaching the grace of God like you and I preach. They're not preaching that, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, now shall be saved. They're not preaching that. They're saying you got to believe in Jesus, but you got to endure to the end. That's what they're preaching. They're preaching the gospel of the kingdom coming. And when Jesus told them, he said, you pray this. He told the Jews, you pray this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You say, is that a good prayer we can pray right now? Yeah, it is, but it's going to be in the tribulation. Those Jews are going to be praying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They're going to be praying that. They're going to be praying, and they're going to not get saved. You know, you and I are saved. You know, when we die, we're going right straight to heaven. But in the tribulation, they can't receive the mark. They receive the mark, they're going to hell. They receive, and there's a stipulation. There could be something there in, about receiving the mark, because you got Naaman in the Old Testament, where Naaman went to Elijah and said, I got leprosy. And when they receive the mark, it's a type of leprosy. And you notice in Revelation 13, I'm just throwing this stuff out at you. In Revelation 13, the beast that cometh out of the Mediterranean Sea is like a what? A leopard. And he's in chapter 13. Guess where leprosy shows up in the Bible? Exodus 13. 13 is a bad number. 13. And we, you know, Friday the 13th. We're going to have our next gym night is going to be Friday the 13th, January. So the Antichrist shows up in Revelation 13. And I think Judas Iscariot has got 13 letters in his name. Genesis 13, 13, Sodom and Gomorrah, wicked people. He said they're wicked. So 13 shows up. He's saying, does numbers have anything to do with the Bible, the way the Bible's laid? Yes, it does. Numerology in the Bible is big. Number 7 is what? Perfection. Number perfection. When we say, you know, 2, snake eyes. We talk about 5 being the number of death. 6 is the number of the man. And when the Antichrist shows up, his number is what? 666. So numbers, numerology, 40 in the Bible. Moses goes up the mountain 40 days, 40 nights. Jesus Christ goes up the mountain 40 days, 40 nights. I mean, you find these 40s. What is 40? 40 is a number of testing. And here we are at chapter 7 of Revelation. Here you got the perfection, Jews. And they go out, and here the Mormons teach that they're from the tribe of Ephraim, and they're going to be the one, you know, all that. No, they're full of baloney. They don't know what they're talking about. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that, you know, neither one of them believe in the literal burning hell. Neither one of them. They don't believe in that. Now, for you to see all that, like I said, Levi is added in this thing. Dan is taken out. Ephraim's taken out. Joseph is taken out. But you know what I found about Ephraim and Joseph? I found, you know, Jacob said this in Genesis 48. Jacob said, these boys are mine because before I came down to Egypt. Now, it doesn't say anything about Joseph having any more children, but he could have. Because he said, how do you know? The Bible doesn't always mention when there's more children added. Doesn't always mention it. It only mentions what needs to be mentioned. You say, well, the Bible says Adam had sons and daughters. Everybody thinks it's just Cain and Abel and Seth. No, it says he had sons and daughters. Where did Cain get his wife? He got it from his sister. So sons and daughters are added, but sometimes the daughters are not mentioned. They're not mentioned. So if the tribe of Joseph is back in there and Ephraim's taken out, and Ephraim, if you find Ephraim was, man, Ephraim got in a mess. He got in a mess. I mean, all the way through there, you find it. But look in Hosea chapter 7, and I've got it marked in the other Bible. And somebody find me Hosea. I don't have it marked in this one. Let me go back in this one here, see if I can find it. There's a whole bunch. There it is. Chapter 4. Go to chapter 4. I just looked up verse 17. He says, Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love, ye give me. And the wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. So I know all the children of Israel went into some kind of idolatry at time, but Ephraim was the one that was kind of leading the thing. He was helping and really pushing it. And it's because in verse 16 it says, Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. And now the Lord will feed him as a lamb in a large place. And then it goes Ephraim and so on. So all the way through Hosea, you'll find the mention of Ephraim going off and going into idolatry. And the Lord says, leave him alone. Then the Lord says, I'm done with him. I'm done with him. What is it? 5 what?
Hosea 5:3.
5:3. It says, I know Ephraim and Israel not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom and Israel is defiled. And they will not frame their doing to turn unto their God, for the spirit of whoredom is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord and the pride of Israel. So I know Israel, I mean, Ephraim helped lead Israel in that place. But then when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they came out and they got to the promised land. Manasseh was split in half. Well, half stayed on one side of the river, the other half went on the other side. But I started thinking about Joseph being added in there, and what Hannah was saying to me, she said, well, Ephraim's back in there because of Joseph's in there. And you're thinking they only had 2 sons. He could have more children. So go back to Revelation chapter 7. We can look at all the verses on Ephraim all the way through Hosea. There's many mentioned. And but it's not a coincidence that the Mormons claim they from the tribe of Ephraim. If they are, then man, that's pretty bad. And then, like I said before, they've done a DNA testing. When Brigham Young University found that they could do DNA testing, they checked all their elders to see if there was Jewish blood in any of them. None of them had any Jewish blood. It's a big lie. And the whole thing is a lie. And they're claiming that they're from the tribe of Ephraim. That's just a big lie. So, yes, sir. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. And so on. But we can look at Dan. Go to Genesis chapter 49. Look at this. Doc, when we was in Bible school, he taught us this. He said, the Bible, whenever it's first mentioned, usually sets the pace throughout the Bible. Whenever something's first mentioned in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, so on, it usually sets that pace. And Genesis chapter 49, let's verse 1, look at verse 1. And Jacob called his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. And this is an elder telling his descendants what's going to happen to them. And thousands of years into it. What's going to happen? Gather yourself together and hear ye sons of Jacob, and hearken on Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as waters. That's where that thing, she's unstable as water. He's unstable as water. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defiled thou it, he went up to my couch. He says, You're unstable. You're not going to excel. And he says, and you know that's why you would think that the lawgiver would be given by Reuben, but it's not. And Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. Wow. So when you read your Bible, you find out what Levi had done. Levi had done some things. And he says, "O my soul, come not thou on into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel." And that anger and cruelty and envy and all that stuff, man, fits right in there. "For it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies," through Jesus Christ, "and thy father's children shall bow down before thee." Check that out. This is an old man. He's 100 and some years old, and he sees a future. God lets him see the future for his descendants. "Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey, my son." Notice a lion. Notice that. Jesus Christ called the lion of the tribe of what? Judah. "Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, thou art going up. He stooped down. He crouches as a lion, as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter," there it is, "shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet." You know, Saul was the first king, and Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. Guess who was from the tribe of Judah? David. He says, "Until Shiloh come." He said, "The lawgiver shall be between his feet until Shiloh come." That's Jesus. "And unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal." There's Jesus riding on the colt. "Onto the vine, his ass colt onto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine." Revelation 19. There's Revelation 19. He's got the blood on his garments. "His clothes in the blood of the grapes." Now, you need to underline that blood of grapes. You need to underline that in your Bible. Why? I don't believe the fruit was apple. I believe it was a grape. That's why women have lipstick, taking a bite. Woman took a bite, lipstick. That thing, blood of grapes, and it talks about the a good vine. It talks about the God's vine, and you say, well, it's a vine, but the Bible calls it a tree. In Isaiah, it calls it the vine tree. So, and it's kind of like a snake wrapped around. It goes up. That's where Satan was, like a serpent wrapped up. This book is something else, man. His eyes shall be red with wine, his teeth white with milk. Jesus Christ, fire coming out of his eyes. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be on the Zion. Issachar is a strong ass crouching down between two burdens. He's the worker. And he saw that the rest was good, and the land that was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto a tribute. Look at this. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heel. Where did you hear that at before? About the heel. It's in Genesis. Bruises heel. So that his rider shall fall backwards. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gath, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat. He shall yield royal dainties. Natal is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful broth, even a fruitful broth by a well, whose branches run over the wall. And the archers have sore grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow abode in his strength, and the arms of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From hence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy salvation, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors, unto the uttermost bounds of the everlasting hills. And they shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. And all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is that their father spake unto them, and the blessing them, and every one. That's why Esau, Jacob's blessing them. Esau said, Father to Isaac, don't you have a blessing for me? He said, your brother got it. And then so all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and their father spake unto them and blessing them, and every one according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my father in the cave that is in the field of Ephraim the Hittite. Ephraim the Hittite. In the cave in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, in which Abraham brought with the field, so on. So in verse 33, it says, when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people. Gathered unto his people. So where was that at? He died. Where was he gathered? He went to paradise. Below. Paradise was below. Those saints in the Old Testament couldn't go to heaven, the third heaven, until Jesus Christ came. They went to paradise. You said, what about Moses and Elijah? Moses and Elijah went up. They went up. They were standing at the right hand of God. But those Old Testament saints couldn't come out of paradise until Jesus Christ led captivity captive. That's another reason Jesus had to die. He had to die, go down into hell, dump our sins, and then he had to go over the paradise, lead captivity captive, and give gifts on the men. So let's go back to Revelation chapter 7. We're about time right now. Just getting started. But here are these 12 tribes. You see the difference in that. You got Dan taken out. You've got Ephraim taken out, but you got Joseph added in, and you've got Levi added in. But if you go and search the 12 tribes, you'll find Ephraim gets back in the millennium. He gets back in the millennium. So, but this right here in the tribulation, these are the 12 tribes that are sealed, and they go preaching. So what happens to them? Well, I wouldn't want to be one of them. I really wouldn't want to be one of these tribes, of these men. Why? They all get killed. They all get killed in tribulation. And let's read on down. It says, and after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, that which no man could number, of all nations, kindred, verse 9, and people, and tongues, and stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne, and about the elders, and about the four beasts, and fell down in the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great, notice that, great tribulation. So when you find in your Bible in Matthew chapter 24, the Lord said, then great tribulation, that's when all hell breaks loose. And he said, these people have come out of the great tribulation. They died for the name of Jesus Christ. They endured to the end, and they didn't receive the mark, and they died for it. And now, every time I go into Walmart, anywhere I go, everything, back in the 70s, everybody was talking about, man, they're going to have this code on everything, your food. And they're going to have a code on everything, and it's going to scan it through a scanner, and they're going to, before long, they're going to scan your hand. And everybody went, pfft. Walmart is normal now. We go through Walmart, doop. Then we take our credit card or our debit card, doop. All they need now is hand. And they've already got it. And back in the 70s, they say, it ain't going to happen. It did. And it's normal to us. The way things happen is little bit by little bit. And they always take your liberty away, little bit by little bit. It's always that way. And look at chapter 7, verse 15. We'll finish out this chapter. We can finish this thing out. He says, and I said unto them, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, you and I, we don't have to wash our robes. They're given to us. We're already, they're given to us. These people work for it. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in this temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more. That's showing you these people were starving. They shall hunger no more. Neither thirst anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor the heat, any heat. And so for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them on the living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. These are real people. Revelation 14, you find it mentioned again, they're virgins, male Jews, and they're preaching the gospel of the kingdom, not the gospel of the grace of God. So you got the Jehovah's Witnesses saying, talking about, you know, the kingdom come, the king. They'll have it right in the tribulation. They'll have it right there. But right now, they don't have it right. They don't have salvation by grace through faith plus nothing. They don't have that right. They believe you got to work for it and do it and do it and never know. And there is no hell, too. So that's what they believe. So, and that's not Bible. So Revelation 14, just real quick. We'll look at that real quick. In Revelation 14. And look at verse 1. And here they are again, 144,000. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. And with him, how many? 144,000. Having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harps harping with their harps. I always love that. I can see that. Harps harping. You know, you see that, what is that, on Cinderella and all that? You see them harps singing. They've got their arms. Harps are doing it themselves. These are harps harping with their harps. Ain't that something? They've got their arms out there. Mm-hmm. I wonder where the eyes are. The eyes are in the harps. Harps harping with their harps. Harpers. That's wild, man. Guy said, my wife's an angel. She's always up in there harping about something. And it says they sung it as a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. No man could learn the song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. You talking about a clique, brother. Everybody says, church got a clique. Every church probably got some, you know, people just, they're more the workers, usually people that around the church. Everybody calls it a clique, but what it is people that stay together and work together. These guys, this is a clique. You know why? Because they all did the same thing, and they preached the gospel of the kingdom, and they all died for the name of Jesus Christ. Only they could sing that song. Mm-hmm. What would you think if people came in here Sunday morning, and just us in here tonight, and we sang a song, and the song that we only sang, and then everybody came in Sunday morning, we said, we're going to sing this song, but y'all not allowed to sing it, only these folks. They would go, what? What, y'all got a clique? Yeah. This is a clique. Especially if they seen the harps harping with their harps, they might not probably wonder what in the world is going on here. I never could play an instrument, but man, that'd be cool to have your own harp that harps with his harp. Walk around behind you. Anytime you wanted to sing, the harp would harp. Amen. But there's going to be some wild stuff that we'll see. And you'll go, wow. And, you know, the movies, they come out, they have all these sound effects, they have all this different effects and, you know, blowing up stuff, and everybody goes, wow. And we was talking about judgment and about war, and I was just, and you never noticed that on TV, that's all they advertise on the Xbox? Mm-hmm. Yep. Is fighting. Wars. From the past to the future. That's all they advertise. People killing. And that's on Xbox. And kids are getting an Xbox for Christmas. They go, whoa! That's all they advertise. So, amen. Well, there's so much more we get into, but I ain't got time tonight.